on the whole time. You get to look like a noodle the whole time.
Is that someone's?
Is that
Thank you.
And B, apparently. Okay, I'll okay. switch down.
Yep, me too.
Okay, minutes. We decided to use a kinetic charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber, according to the design. Bright, funky designs. Inspired by fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think that would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation on that.
Yeah, shall I show?
Yeah.
I'll show. Do you want to?
I can hold it, like.
Do you want to hold it, and I'll
Yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just nick you?
Yes, yes, you can. Wait, sorry, I'll get it out.
Whoa.
It looks
kind of a bit crazy over here.
Crazy, yeah.
Thank you.
Just have one of those things and you can just take it off.
Yeah. Oh, where are the hinges?
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized, the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that.
Okay.
The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns. So you've got a lot of customization with it. it's obviously in a sort of clamshell design. And the top LCD screen that you can see there would be sort of how do you say
the black and white touch screen?
Yeah, yeah. It would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh right. Okay,
yeah. And working on the inside, we've already decided on the kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get
so
a bit
put it in the top section rather than the bottom section, because it's the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, it did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like what you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back, "I'm here," or something. And
or
then,
something.
Yeah. It won't shout out, "I'm here," or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here."
Okay.
Or something to similar effect.
Oh, that would be too good.
Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use this same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on the bottom layer, just at the front of the. I don't think we actually put it on. Yeah, something like that. Okay.
Infrared could be
actually
here
no,
also.
On the front side of that.
Bottom
oh right, yeah. Okay.
So whenever
yeah,
it's even if it's open here, the
so when you've actually got it open, it would be facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, onto the interface. The top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off. And things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the outside.
Not interfering with the whole look of the product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics.
Thank you very much.
The company logo.
Wrapping it all up.
Well done.
Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria.
Certainly.
So this is the one. I think this is a good shape.
It's quite similar to what it was before there.
Okay. This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we've discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those, the two main ones, there were the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colors. The design should minimize RSI and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, though that did seem to be the favoured strategy, but there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned. I'll call that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Mm-hmm. Does that seem clear? Any questions there? So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the market?
Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one and we'll come to a consensus rating between 1 and 7.
Okay.
1 is true, 7 is false. Right. So I won't write all of that out again. It will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. B, C, D, E, F. This is where I realise how tiny I actually am.
Just write smaller.
Criteria. And rating. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating and we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah.
So you can.
Okay. So I'll just separate the ratings by obliques, and if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, we know who's
yeah.
who. Okay. Criteria A, the fancy look and feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? It is a fancy look and feel. 1 is true, 7 is false. My own rating for that would be a 2. 1 is true and 7 is false.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'd yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3. No, 3. 3.
Okay. As a 2.
I would say 4.
A 4, okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and a 5, 11 divided by 4 is what? 2 3/4, is that
right? Yeah. 3.
2 3/4?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 2.75, there we go. Okay, criteria B, criterion B. Technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay. Not that you're biased.
No, no, not at all.
The designer. A 2.
Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. The first one rating, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average?
Yeah, I just thought it.
You want your rating to be a 2?
In AA.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep, I just got it.
So I'll work out the average for that again at the end. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, and we're just waiting for your rating.
2.5 for that one.
2.5, okay. Losing one decimal place.
Okay. Is false, okay.
So your rating for this one, Paul?
2.
2, okay. So that is 8. That brings it down to 2,
two.
Nice and simple. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use. Easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say a 1. True.
2.
2.
I would say a 2.
A 2, okay.
I would say 2.
2.
2. I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic easy. We'll just put almost 2 because 1. I'm not going to get into silly decimal
5.
Places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we, or if we want to really bring it down, we can do later.
B.
Now we're looking at it incorporates current fashion trends. Now that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to be the colours that you
no,
choose?
No, the base colour was
white with
white
sort of plastic
or like
blue.
Or sort of a light blue, but
right.
The changeable fascias would allow you to get any basically any one of a number of colours that
so
it's full sort of customised.
Fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're intending to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the spongy
and
feel is no problem with that.
No,
yeah,
no,
because
that's the spongy feel would be
because
in the rubber that you put around it. That
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
Yeah. Everybody? Okay.
1.
That part was nice and easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise repetitive strain injury? I don't think we've really touched on that a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's zapping, who's sitting like
yeah.
that, we found so many people did, how do you minimise that on such a small device?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material,
it's
minimises RSI, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it isn't that much.
Mm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around trying to hit accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right. I think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah, I'd go for a 5, actually.
5, okay. 4. And
4.
A 4, okay. 21, is that 21? So that's
4.25.
Yep. And finally, last but not least, easy to locate. Now, we talked about voice recognition, we talked about a beeper. Have we really, have the designers come to any...
Yeah, it was a voice
recognition.
It was the
voice recognition.
Yeah. And we're happy with the costs on that. That is going to
that
cost wise.
Yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
somebody's in the other room or TV's in different rooms.
I think it would probably be
a standard.
It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be
built into.
And if you didn't hear it in the room that you were standing in, then you realised it wasn't in that room.
Okay.
You go into another room.
Logical. That's a 1 for me.
Yeah, 1.
1. 1. And 1. Good.
I do realise that we might be being fairly biased because it is our product.
So, how do we feel about this? We've got we've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications. That is definitely true for 2. Of the 6 criteria there, that is for incorporates current fashion trends and is easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for the minimization of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of these evaluation findings that we can go ahead and now produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I think
for most of those ratings it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that, and I really doubt if on the basis of current technology and our current capabilities we could actually do much more
apart from
that.
Having a huge big
I know. Okay, well I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up?
No.
So? Good. Fine then, I'll just leave it there.
Oops. Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay.
Oh yes.
You want me to unplug that?
Yeah.
I presume that the screen will go blank. That okay. We just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
It was regular chip on print and it's you've put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be 1 in the top. It's the number.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, and
so would there be 2?
Yeah, just no, 1 reg,
1 chip.
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're double curve. No.
Single
one
code.
Double curve.
2, because it's 2.
Curves, yeah.
but it has a slightly flattened bottom so it can fit.
So what's a single curve then?
Yeah, I'd say it was
flat bottom with one curve.
Yeah, I think it's
so single just curve. One double
mm-hmm. one double curved.
Yeah.
And what no cuz one
double.
Yeah, one's double curved and then
the other
one's
the size, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom so it doesn't roll over. Mm. Yeah.
Plastic.
We've got plastic and rubber, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plastic one and maybe
a
rubber point
colour.
Not 11.
No, I think rubber, since it's being used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, because there are. I think it allows there 0.5. Yeah. We can use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean if you put 0.5 for that?
Means we are not using a lot of rubber actually. We are
it
using
would be like saying we're using.
A very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually using plastic in a case.
No, that's it's as
it's
an extra.
It's including.
Right.
Okay.
So that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it is going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. So do we not have to account for it in the cost somewhere there?
Okay, we'll just put it in as half.
Okay.
Or we should just put it in as one because the plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And we don't step on anyone's toes. Okay. Special colour. Do we need that?
We might do if we go for some of the more exotic aubergines and such like colours.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
One.
And buttons.
I think we could change the battery also. Instead of going for kinetic, how about going for a standard battery?
Is that not made any if you click off that square now, has that not made any difference?
Well,
no, 7.5, it's changed.
So
it's
uncurved completely and just actually making the rubber case the curved thing, is that going to make a difference?
Uncurved flat.
Well, it's not made any difference, has it?
No,
it's
well,
not
it's just
it's
prices.
No, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
Slow it down slightly.
It might. You might be assuming that is in euros. It could be in dollars, and then would be fine because the exchange rate would make it about.
We haven't been dealing with dollars, though.
I think it's in euro.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery and just
I'm
went with the standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never said anything about the battery and all. It's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and colour,
and
that's something we should
if you take away the voice, I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
What is that special form?
Do we see what difference it makes?
Where's the
because
the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, sample, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you took away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the battery, that's minus 3.
But you minus 3 plus 2.
Oh, right. Keep seeing the error. W- we can do it some other way. We can do it. Doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do the voice recognition for, you know, business class or something. You know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. You could choose to have.
But
that
they.
Or not.
But I mean, I don't see why we have to set up 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to.
So should we just change the design specification?
We can put in our recommendations.
Make it costly.
If we're working to head office specifications, this is what this project team is working for. We can put in our recommendations for what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to as a result of meetings.
We
need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and
we could
I
say
think the voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate, in a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can.
Yeah,
make the price fit, and then say if
and
we
then
had
say
had
we
our
recommend
budget, we would have had this because it also sets it apart.
Because we've done all the background work.
They like
to go
their
for
gadgets.
That if they want
they
to.
Like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something completely different associated with your company, right? Okay, so.
So if we take voice recognition out.
That'll do it. 12.35.
Yeah, we're close to the budget.
Is it 12.5?
25.
Was it 12.50?
No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry, not meaning to doubt your words.
Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is
right.
25.
Are they going to really quibble about 10p? 0.01 of a euro, which is less than 10p.
I don't remember, but it said 50% is the cost. So
I
half of the price.
The agenda one was where the price was, wasn't it? No.
I think it was the first one.
That's today's. Kickoff meeting now, yeah.
12.5?
Mm. Oh,
so we are under the budget.
Well done, people.
So we're okay.
Okay.
So, is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need something else to take that place?
Nope.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra. You could just take that out and it'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems fine.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
good. Except voice recognition, everything is.
Right. So, we've done that. Okay, project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
In the sense that... Did you feel like a team, or did you feel like...
I'd say it was a team.
Although we had our separate
tasks. I think we had a nice
time. There was so much interaction, so much that we needed to
find out
bounce
from
off each
other.
And I've certainly felt heard, listened to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to, you know, give and take and adjust our remit where necessary.
Yeah, I think it was a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It is more of a through cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. I think. And Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to. And all the points that were raised seemed to have been sorted out. Though we didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it into the final product if it was actually... If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would have come out a little different, but...
Yeah. I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shot down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea and feeling like that.
Yeah.
teamwork while you two created that wonderful specimen of a Play-Doh model.
Yeah. Wow.
I think that was the best part of the.
I'm still not caught up. But that's nothing to do with the teamwork at all.
Maybe we should think of branching out into children's toys and fake mobile phones as the sideline. The fake RCs.
Yeah, that was quite fun. Means whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
How do we evaluate the materials we had for communicating and sharing information?
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the actual email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say, sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that, rather than having to email it.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there, like the whole picture of the thing.
Yeah, but didn't like moving around the room. But I think it's good, like, we spend times individually. I never thought of a remote control with a flip top.
Yeah, I think it's
actually borrowing from other areas. It's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. It's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to in a different area.
Vegetables.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's
well, they have to come from somewhere. Don't
absolutely.
They?
Yeah.
The thing
and
is,
as was shown by your presentation with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it particularly. I mean, they're slightly different, so someone's been shut in a room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, because this is something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD player, the video player, the TV.
But then when everything is really smart, and you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's a proper funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into, you go in with an idea, and they design it on Photoshop, and then they just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being, plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Mm.
Surprising thing is, like, people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones.
Mm.
Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving a much idea to this.
I think it's really good that this has been very market research based, because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we've borrowed a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yes.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company's so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake that people have to keep
buying. Forcing it onto people.
Yeah.
Things that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they really
want. And you
want.
Can't get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get the battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like
that. There isn't a cover to fit it or whatever, yeah.
It's madness. In closing, our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of a thing, and the heating for the building, do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out?
I think it was just the production.
I think that was just the physical.
So it looks, well, it looks like it's going to be 50% profit.
Yeah.
You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that. Yeah. So maybe increasing it, you would also have to increase the price that it sold at.
Maybe if
yeah, I think.
But you were saying that that's quite...
Yeah, I don't...
Think in the
from the
that
market
we were given,
research.
It was very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, mm-hmm. and I think there'll have to be another project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at
yeah.
and
no.
find a way of raising the cash for.
Yeah, it was...
It's done very well to get within budget, and mm. it still makes such an innovative item
yeah.
that I think people are really going to want.
Yeah.
A shame it won't ever get made.
It will.
Maybe
they are
going
to steal our idea.
It's top secret. Well, it is. It's conspiracy going on here.
The project has been evaluated well and truly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire.
There's a final question.
Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating my
in
role
your
as
yeah.
project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration, you didn't talk about that.
I think the celebration is the £25. That or we'll be dancing on the desk.
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just the last, I think.
Awesome.
I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thingy. Questionnaire done.
Well, I didn't have to rate you on how much you influenced the meeting this time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
Oh, right. But do we not sometimes evaluate in these meetings?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.
Yeah.
I just got confused.